The downturn in the energy industry has had a profound effect on the state's financial outlook. Governor Gordon addressed recent information that shows how the industry has been impacted nationwide.
According to research published this week, though, nationally, the coal, oil, and natural gas industries have lost about 118,000 jobs between March and July. Of these industries, oil was hit the hardest, losing 17% of its workforce since March. And if you've driven, as I have, from Gillette to Douglas and see all the rigs that are parked on the side of the road, you will know just how frustrating it is to see that industry on its back. It is not likely that this trend will turn around rapidly and possibly not as significantly as we would like. These are vital industries to Wyoming, and few states have felt the impact more than Wyoming. Because Wyoming is the nation's leader in coal production, we have more coal workers affected than other states. No matter how you look at the numbers, it's been bad news.
Governor Gordon talked about what is being done to assist energy industry workers to help them survive until market conditions improve.
To assist workers in finding work, I directed the Department of Environmental Quality and the Wyoming Oil and Gas Conservation Commission to increase funding for reclamation and cleanup efforts. These measures will provide jobs, hopefully, to those workers who have been let go. And I'm pleased to report the following. Currently, 968 orphan wells are under contract for plugging and cleanup. An additional nearly 600 wells will be under contract within the next month. And that means over 1,500 wells will soon be under contract to be plugged and abandoned.
Gordon said that in addition, cleanup of approximately 40 coal bed methane pits should be contracted and ready to go by fall and into 2021. I'm Ron Richter, Sheridan Media News.